I would like to introduce to you a beautiful poem by the 19th century Austrian romantic Johann Gabriel Seidel. Seidel entitled this poem Nachthelle, which is an oxymoron, night brightness, the very sort of thing which intrigued romantic artists in the early 1800s. In this poem, we will encounter two levels of enlightenment, that from within, and that which is external to us. In the first verse, I imagine our poet seated in a dark room in his dark house. As he looks outside into the dark night, he realizes that the outside darkness actually has some light, particularly as the neighboring houses are now becoming covered with the silver light of the moon. In the second verse, our poet, in his dark house, has been deeply affected by this external light. Suddenly, he is aware that there is also light within himself, a light that is full and now wants to be overflowing. In the third verse, our poet realizes that things have to change, that he has to change. The light within him wants to get out, leaving behind the darkness of his house. Good poetry always has room for multiple interpretations. One might be that our poet is coming to realize that he has been living in a dark, restricted world, one with a very narrow mindset, which needs to be changed. Or has our poet finally decided how to solve something that has been troubling him, especially now that he recognizes the inner light within himself, light bulb? Or does our poet now have new insight, an insight which has slowly grown from pondering the thinking of others and has now blossomed fully within himself and simply must be shared? Hopefully something in this short poem will speak to your imagination. Schubert was drawn to this poem, and within a year of its publication, composed today's song for men's chorus. This is going to be typical, wonderful, melodic Schubert. We will hear three sources of sound. The piano will play continually. The right hand, in particular, constantly reiterates chords. We will be hearing these chords on a modern 9-foot grand, but Schubert's piano was more delicate, smaller, and much more quiet. On his piano, those repeated right-hand chords would have shimmered, like the silver moonlight on the houses in verse 1. Next, we will hear the tenor soloist as he introduces the poem to us, line by line. And each time he sings another line of the poem, the four-part men's choir answers by singing the same words, usually with slightly different music. This is the very sort of music Schubert enjoyed writing for his friends, who regularly gathered in their homes to hear each other sing Schubert's latest songs, accompanied by Schubert at the piano. These frequent meetings became known as Schubertiades, and Schubertiades are still occasionally held today.
Im allerhellsten Glanz. Schon für